Thank you, CJ. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. Martin's forecast has scattered rain showers throughout the day today and then another wave of moisture coming in tomorrow.
So all told here, I think we're looking at anywhere from a few hundredths to probably 6/10 of an inch of moisture potentially across 60 to 70% of the state before we finally knock the precipitation out of here late Saturday night and early Sunday. Temperatures fall off dramatically behind this moisture, though. As a matter of fact, Sunday is going to be very chilly over the entire state. That also means clouds hold firm and evaporation does nothing.
Martin anticipates that Monday and Tuesday will be dry and temperatures will moderate.
As a matter of fact, I think Tuesday is going to be kind of warm. But then, unfortunately, we have moisture coming back in very quickly for Wednesday, Thursday. And that front runs a frontal boundary that will be in toward the end of next week. Wednesday, Thursday, I think we have to leave the door open to a quarter to at least half an inch of moisture. 80% coverage over the state both days.
Unfortunately, the news doesn't get any better, with Friday showers and thunderstorms bringing an additional quarter to three-quarters of an inch of moisture across all of Michigan.
Behind that front, we turn significantly colder for the weekend, the 28th and 29th. I think that that cold surge is going to bring hard freezes to the northern half of Michigan, frost in central and southern parts of the state. High pressure is going to be sitting right over Sault Ste. Marie for the most part, and so that is going to be cold Canadian air. I also think we have another wave of moisture late in the weekend, the afternoon of the 29th into the 30th, and that's going to be trying to come through from the west. So, once again, ample windows for harvest are going to be hard to come by.
Find more Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details later today at MichiganAgToday.com. Also presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services for over 100 years. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.